Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise God. You may be seated.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday about reigning in life and vision together with faith will produce results. Join us now in the service as we hear what the Word of God has to say for us.
You think about God, before He made you, He saw you. See, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. So He got the vision of what He wanted. He had faith, He spoke it, and you came. There you are. Well, we're created in His image and likeness. So you've got to have the faith. You've got to see what it is that you're believing Him for. You've got to see yourself with it, and then you just hang on to that. And He says, listen, even though it tarry, it will not lie, it shall come to pass. So who's it up to? It's not up to God. If it was up to God, every human being would be healed, every human being would be saved, every human being would be prosperous on the planet. We know that God doesn't want that one person should perish. Yet they're perishing. Why? Because He doesn't force it on anyone. He's given you everything you need. Now you've got to step out and do it. And so we as a church and as believers of God and children of God have to activate our own lives to be prosperous and blessed. Amen. So you need to get this in your spirit. Don't wait on God. Don't wait on your pastor. Don't wait on your friends. Don't wait on your spouse. Get going yourself. Amen. And if you feel, well, I'm not encouraged and no one's here to encourage me, then you encourage yourself. If you're waiting for someone to come and encourage you and give you a good word, he may not come. Now what are you going to do? You've got to get the word. You've got to encourage yourself. You've got to step out yourself. Amen. I mean, this is just, it's just the way it is. Amen. Praise God. So, I've got a title, If the Crown Fits, Wear It and Reign. If the crown fits, wear it and reign. And God said you're a king with a priestly anointing. You have been crowned as a child of God, and then you're supposed to reign in this life, not in the sweet by and by. Amen. Amen. And so we looked at Romans 5:17. We just want to look at this again. And it says here, for if by one man's offense, which is Adam, death reigned by him, by one, much more, everyone say much more. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall. Not could be, not might be, not maybe. You will reign in life if you just put your mind to it and do what he said. Shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. He's telling you to reign in this life, the here and the now. Amen. He's given us everything we need. We've got all the tools of a warfare. We've got everything we need. And he's saying, now you reign in this life. He wants us to be victorious like Jesus was victorious. Amen. Well, if he was so victorious, look, they killed him. They didn't. In case you don't know, in the book of Revelation, he says, I'm he that was dead but alive and alive forevermore. And I have the keys to hell and the grave. His plan and purpose was to go and do what he did. Amen. And so, even in the midst of lack, we saw that Jesus had an abundance mindset. He had the mindset of abundance. He never went to the lack mindset. He had an abundance mindset. And there's an abundance of grace available. There's an abundance of mercy. There's abundance of anointing. There is an abundance of anointing. Well, how do you know? Well, when I saw Jesus in the Bible, where thousands of people needed food, he fed them. That's a big anointing. When he went into cities and they brought people from other cities because they heard he was coming, and he healed them all, every one of them, there's an abundance of anointing. God has an abundance of power. He's got an abundance of grace, and he's given it to us. He's saying it's yours to use. Amen. Amen. His eyes were always on the kingdom. His eyes were not on the lack or the fact that there wasn't enough. He never looked at the lack. He looked at abundance. He focused on the kingdom. And I know we're walking in these earthly suits, but we're a spirit being, the real us. And God is a spirit. The Bible says he's a spirit, right? And he created us in his image and his likeness. And so I should more often than not look to the spiritual realm rather than the natural realm. Amen. Because look, when you look at the natural realm, you're going to get scared. When you look at your bank balance, when you look at the doctor's report, when you look at what they said about your children, when you look at what the judge is going to do, when you look at all these things, let me tell you something. If you focus on that, you're going down, 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 down. I don't mean to hell, I mean you're going to lose. You've got to take your eyes off that, and it's not easy. You've got to, and this is where trust and faith comes in Jesus. This is where that relationship that you've got with God comes into effect. When you've got a relationship with God, you know him. And you know that he will not let you down. And you know it's not him putting it on you. The sickness and all that trash, right? So that relationship is vitally important, because you will know without a shadow of doubt that God causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus all the time. So you've got to look at the kingdom rather than the lack, rather than the natural realm. Amen. And in the kingdom, there is always an abundance. Amen. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'd rather have righteousness, peace, and joy than have all the worries in the world. Amen. So this is God's offer it to us. He's offering this to us. He's offered salvation to the whole world. Anybody in the world can get saved, but they're not going to be, because they don't want to be, because they refuse to believe. Amen. Anybody in the world can get healed. Oh, well, now, Pastor, that's pushing it. It's amazing, you know. We can believe that he can save you and forgive every single sin that we have ever had. We all believe that. How many of you believe? Amen. And he can make you righteous, right? Well, in the same scripture, he says, as far as the east is from the west, he removes our sins from us. In the same scripture, he says, and removes every sickness that we've ever had. Psalm 103, verses 1, 2, 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. Many people will believe he forgives all my sin and makes me righteous, but not all your diseases. Well, that's what people, they get confused. And so we need to get an abundance mindset like Jesus had. Amen. You want an abundance mindset. Yeah. I grew up with a lack mindset, a mentality of just never going to make it. I grew up with it, but it's turned around, thank God, because of the word of God. So look at what David. David had an abundance mindset. David, King David. Look what he said in Psalm 23. You all know the psalm. Psalm 23, listen what he said. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, some people that are religious will say to you, oh, God will give you your needs, but not your wants. Yes, you understand? And so in Psalm 23, 1, and then he says in the Amplified, the Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guard, and shield me, I shall not lack. That's an abundant mindset. Amen. Coming from a mindset of how we're going to make ends meet, going to this is going to take some effort, but it's doable. The New Living Translation says, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. I like that. Don't you like that? Let me just go back there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. Okay, so the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything, everything I need. Well, if you believe that, you wouldn't panic.
Come on. Amen.
I need peace. I have it.
Amen.
I need healing. I have it. Amen. I need money. I have it. This is the way it is. Nothing missing, nothing broken, no lack in our lives. This is the God that we have as a Father. Well, Pastor, you're pushing it a little bit far now. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to push it further. Message says, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing.
Remember
Moses when he's building the tabernacle. And people started bringing the gold and the silver. And the Bible says they had so much that they had to refrain the people from bringing. Stop bringing. We've got enough. That's the kind of mindset you need to get. I'm telling you, when you can get to that place, I mean, we don't want it. I got more than I need. I got billions I can take around the world. I'm not in lack. You got to get that mindset. The Young's literal translation says, Jehovah is my shepherd. I do not lack. I gave you a few different versions so you can see. The Bible in basic English, the Lord takes care of me as his sheep. I will not be without any good thing. Amen. Trying to get it home to us. God gives us all these translations, right? And they work this out through the concordances and what have you. And then God's word says, the Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need. Can you get that kind of mindset? Can you start to believe like that? I mean, think about that. Easy to read translation. The Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. That's even putting it into the future. Now, when I get there, I'm going to need something. It'll be there. And you have a basic question to ask yourself. Two questions. Number one, can God supply my every need? And will God supply my every need? If I say to you, how many believe God can or God is able? Everyone will say yes. But when I say, how many of you believe that he'll do it for you? You're not so certain. Well, do you have children? Yes. Any of you? Yes. How many of you would bless him with everything you got? Yes. And you're going to tell me you would do good and yet God would not do good? Right. There's scriptures about that as well. So David also said this. Listen, remember he said, my cup is barely full. My cup is half full in verse 5. My cup what? My cup is dry. My cup, I need help. He said, my cup runneth over. It's running over with blessings, with increase, with healing, with joy. With my cup runneth over. You need to get a mindset of my cup runneth over. Too many of us believe the cup's half empty. Others believe it's half full. I want to take it further than that. Believe it's running over. Amen. You've got to believe this. Amen. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen. And God said in Acts, listen, in Acts 13:22, he said, I have found the son, David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will fulfill all my will. A man after my own heart, who will fulfill my whole will. And when you look at a man after God's own heart, he said, my cup runneth over.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Thank you for joining us today. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 53, verse 5, that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2, 24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. There is no charge and all are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.